Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace and overwhelm our lives. We are your trusted, humble servant, dear God. We thank you. We give you praise. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator, God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language that can possibly express the joy, the thanksgiving, and the gratitude that we have for his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire, the gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to each one of you, beautiful people. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you could be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified nutrition from the book of John, chapter 16, verses 29 and 30, where we read where our Lord Jesus is making his final declarations to his disciples regarding his soon-to-come departure. Our Lord Jesus explained to them of the necessity for him leaving to go to the Father in heaven and the coming of Holy Spirit God. After the disciples stilled their minds, they were able to receive eternal truth about Jesus being the Messiah, and they were sure. We should be just as sure as they were to live this Christian life and then compel others to do the same. We're going to be talking about be sure from the gospel according to John the disciple, chapter 16, verse 29 and verses 30. Amen. Got to be sure. Be sure. You're saved. Now be sure and live that thing out. My special guest is here, an amazing young man of God that has so much vibrant spirit in his Christian walk. He's a gospel artist. He is a man of God. He is a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, none other than man of God, Vincent Beckton, is here. I have the pleasure of looking forward to meeting that man at the upcoming Music Love Awards for 2023 edition right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, August the 18th and the 19th, 2023 at the Four Seasons by Sheraton right there in Little Rock. I promise you, it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing, and it's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm looking forward to this event. I am just excited to have this man of God, and he is going to be a blessing to us, and I can't wait. And then for my Shine Artist Spotlight, we're going to have another amazing gospel artist. I'm looking forward to her being at the 2023 Music Love Awards at Little Rock, Arkansas. Talk about woman of God, gospel artist Alicia Renee is going to be joining us at Four Points by Sheraton. Not Four Seasons, Four Points. Yes, Four Points. Right there by Sheraton in Little Rock, Arkansas. Lord have mercy. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a celebration in Jesus. What I want you to do right now is call a family member, a friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, anyone that God is putting in your spirit right now. I want you to go ahead and give them a call and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio to give God his just due praise, to give him honor and glory. And we will be uplifting everybody listening to this broadcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. My God, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in the highest. We thank you for blessing our lives. We thank you for turning our spirits into those beautiful, blessed spirits that you have always purposed for us to be. Bless you now, dear God. We honor you. We thank you. We lift you high. We let your name be known throughout the universe. We give you the praise, and we love you in Jesus' name. We love you, Father God. We will not yield to temptation, Lord God, but we will honor you with the very first fruits of our minds, of our hearts, and of our souls. In Jesus' name, I know you will bless us. Yes.
ears ever heard what he has in store for you and me. So don't give up the fight. Believe with all your might. He gave you the victory.
My God, that's why we walk by faith, because sometimes we can't always see the end in the middle or the beginning, but our faith lets us know that we will see the hand of God moving in our lives. Sounds of my special guest, man of God, Vincent Beckman. He is here, and I am so looking forward to meeting this young man at the 2023 Music Love Awards right there at Little Rock at the Four Points by Sheraton. And it's going to be an amazing event, August the 18th and 19th. And we'll be talking about that. But right now, this young man is a gospel recording artist, King Vincent D. As far as he's concerned, there's one God, one spirit, and one sound. He's coming to us from New Bern, North Carolina, North Kakalaki, man of God, is smooth. Y'all just heard his jazzy gospel style. And now he's here to testify and tell us about the good things that God has done for him, is doing, has done, and what he trusts and believes God will do in the future according to his will. With no further delay, introducing to some and present to everyone else, my special guest, man of God, gospel artist, Vincent Beckman, is here to bless us on fire. The gospel is filled with y'all. Welcome, welcome, man of God, Vincent Beckman, the fire, the gospel experience. How you doing, good brother?
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. You know, we was chopping it up before we went live, man, and we just carried that same uplifting spirit that we had before live right on into the broadcast, man. I am just excited to have you here, man. There are so many things want to discuss with you, but what I would like for you to do, sir, is just go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what was going on in your life at that time?
Wow, there's a lot that was going on, brother. First of all, let me say thank you for having me. I am so elated to be here on your show. I follow you, and I really, really do thank you and have the tremendous amount of respect for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
What was going on in my life? There's a lot that was going on in my life. There was a lot going on in my life from the age 3, as far back as I can remember. And with my parents being having a father that wasn't there, I've heard about him, but never met him that I can remember. And I had a alcoholic, abusive mother, and she was an alcoholic that was passed down from generation to generation. You know those kind of alcoholics you have in your family that that you know they're alcoholics, but people don't want to talk about it because it's something a family secret. You know, they take these things to the grave with them. So I was being abused, not all the time, but abuse as I know today, that was definitely abuse. So, man, when I came to Christ, and I always knew him, I knew of him, put it that way, there was a lot going on. Not only was I being abused by mom, I was also being molested by a family friend. So I had it coming from both directions. And so I just didn't know which way to turn. You know, I was just I was lost. I was scared. You know, I wasn't getting beat here. I was getting molested here. You know what I mean? So there was a lot that was going on in my life at that time at such a young age.
My God. God is a healer. I'm glad of that, good brother. I'm glad you didn't let those terrible things, those very tragic and sad things happen to you to overwhelm your life, because I'm sure you know that many people that have gone through those type of abuses have went down a very dark path, and some still may not have had the opportunity to get out, have not maybe cried out unto the Lord, but I'm so glad that you did and had your life transformed and healed and delivered from that pain and that suffering, good brother. I appreciate your honesty and your openness to willing even testify about it, because these are some of the things that church folks, a lot of church folks, will never open their mouths and talk about when there is a need, because there are still people that are still being abused in those very same ways. So I applaud your courage and your faith, man of God. Thank you. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that we keep to ourselves, family secrets and traditions. But traditions is what separated the world, you know, from the body of Christ.
Yes.
And a lot of times we won't talk about them because we don't want nobody to know that our family is not the perfect family that we portray it to be, or that people see us being, you know, going to church on Sunday morning. Grandpa's doing this and he's doing that, or grandma's doing this, but behind closed doors they're raising hell. You know? And when we don't talk about those things, and those things we sweep under the rug because we got a reputation to uphold, you know, and people stay in everlasting sickness because of the garbage that's been handed down from generation to generation to generation.
You tell me.
That
same
garbage that was handed down from generation to generation took me, when I got old enough and came out of it, finally, it took me through a world of cocaine addiction.
Over 20 years
in crack cocaine addiction. Over 20 years in alcohol addiction, you know, over 37 years as a whoremonger. All these things I became because I did not know how to get away from that. You know, I was abused and I didn't feel like I belonged to anywhere. I didn't feel loved, and I feel like that's the life I deserve. You know, I was a very scary child, very, very scared of everything. I didn't fight my own battles because I was afraid, because I had been beaten.
Yeah.
It had been beaten. The innocence had been beaten out of me from a child. And I didn't know which way to go, you know. And I didn't have a father there in my house, and I didn't have that protection, you know, the protection that I thought I had. Like I just said a little while ago, I was catching hell on both ends. And I don't mean,
yes, sir.
I mean literally hell on both ends. So I didn't know where I belong or who I even belong to. You know,
yes,
my mother,
sir.
Father passed when I was 7, and my mama passed when I was 8. I was alone for a long time. You know.
Wow.
In a world that was eating me up, and it wasn't about going to school learning. It wasn't about learning. It was strictly about survival for me. I've been surviving
since
I was 3 years old. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I knew was to survive and how to get over.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that I can live another day.
Wondering, when was this pain going to end? When was this trauma going to stop? When was God going to come to my rescue? Tell us about that moment that you felt like maybe my situation is not going to change, but I'm still going to put my faith, trust, and confidence that one day God will deliver me. Can you share that moment in time?
Yes, sir. I had been in and out of drug rehabilitations centers. I can remember going to 6 of them. And this one particular, the last one I went to, I was sitting at the table eating and just watching everybody, and a calm came over me, you know, and I was thinking about music. I've always thought about music, and especially gospel music. And, you know, and within myself, I don't know how I reached down in myself, but it's like almost like an out-of-body experience. And I said two words, and the two words were, "Where are you?" That's what I said, saying to myself in a still voice. I don't know where the voice came from, but it's just as clear
as
you and I are talking right here today. It says, "I'm here." That's all it said.
Yes.
And the tears flowed, and I didn't know how. I didn't know where it came from, but it just said, "I'm here." And even at that point, when getting out of the drug rehabilitation, I relapsed as well. You know, but the process of healing was on the way. You know, the help was on the way. And
yes, sir.
When I finally stopped using the drug, the crack cocaine and the alcohol, things started to change. It didn't change overnight, you know.
Yeah.
It didn't change overnight. It was a process. And from that point on, I vowed, "Lord, if you continue to help me to help somebody else, or to help me to stay clean and sober so that I can help somebody else, whatever you need me to do, I'll do." Because I had been beaten at that point. You know how I used to watch on TV and I used to like the war movies. Back in the day, and when a guy tied a white handkerchief on the end of his gun and he waved it, I mean, he surrendered. He gave up.
He said,
it's like a boxing
up.
Match. When the boxer's getting beat half to death and he stands no chance, that corner throws that towel in. I was throwing it in.
Surrender.
I had enough. I gave up. I quit. Please don't be a man who's got his hands up, who no longer wants to fight. You know, and things started to change for me. God really started to move and work on me. But he had to start me back at the beginning because there were so many damaged places in my life, that I had not known that I was damaged. I just thought I was, you know, just surviving or just being me or doing me. I didn't know I was that.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you something, man of God. I know something about that surrender, and I know something about that pain and that addictive trap that we can get ourselves into. And then God sent me to a group of people, and they told me, they said that when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than your fear to change, then you'll change. All you got to do is just keep hurting long enough. And that pain, that great, great pain that we feel that God allows will be the very motivation and tool that God allowed us to go through so that we will make that turn. And like you said, I don't care what's going on from this point on. I'm not ever turning back to that. I'm going to turn to you, God, because you gave me a greater love than the pain that I had to endure. And I'm drawn to God by that love. And that's what people don't understand. They think we just following a book of rules and ordinances. No. We are living a real life relationship with the God who made us. And he allowed us to suffer some pain so that we could make a decision on our own. He didn't force us. We chose to ask God to come into our lives. Now, this song that we just played, because we're going to have us a mini Vincent Beckton concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're going to play all your music that you sent me, my brother.
All
right.
That
first song, you said, I know it will. And I love how you took some very popular tunes from the R&B world and transformed them into your own gospel message. I heard it. I've been listening to music all my life. I heard it, brother. I heard what you did. But in this first song, I Know It Will, can you share with the listeners about knowing that God will go through even before it happens? Can you share with the listeners what's that like? Because there's people going through things right now and they're waiting on God. But I believe you can give them a testimony that will encourage them to not give up until that change comes. Go ahead and share that, good brother, please.
Well, just from my personal experience, because God is a personal savior, you have to find him for yourself.
Come on.
And I've experienced, I used to hear the old folks say that you'll experience some things in life if you live long enough. Well, I have lived long enough in this life at age 56, soon to be 57, that I've experienced some things. And so I know what I'm talking about. I know that I know that I know it will. God is not a man that you lie. You know, and I know that he'll come and get you in your mess. Sometimes he prefers to come and get you in your mess because you can't get yourself out of the mess. So that not only for you, but from the people that's around you can see the goodness and the miracle that God works in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God requires, you might be just that one person that he's after through your life. A lot of things that we go through, not even for us, it's for somebody else. So that song came from deep within. I was looking at the news one day and I said, Lord, this something has got to change. I'm tired of the killing and every time I turn the TV on, I get depressed. It's like watching HBO and I don't like that. So I said, things have got to change. And God just showed me real briefly as I sit down to the table of the things that I've been through in my life and the things I've seen, and I said, things got to get better. And I came up, it came around to my soul. It says, I know it will. And that's how that came out. I know that it will get better. I know that. There ain't nothing that you can tell me that it's going to change my mind. I know that it will. Because if he came and got me in my mess, he'll come and get anybody.
He'll do it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, man of God. He'll do it. Amen. I'm so looking forward to meeting you and fellowshipping with you and praising God together with you at the upcoming 2023 Music Love Awards. And I want you listeners to go to the Music Love Awards Facebook page because this young man just recently was also a guest on with Man of God Bertram B.J. Major over at the God's Recording Podcast. So we're just putting you on blast, man of God. I want you listeners to go to Music Love Awards 2023 and scroll down so that you can catch the other interview done with this mighty man of God. Y'all heard about his challenges. Y'all heard about his dark valleys. But he's telling about the high mountains that God has allowed him to climb into the light of God's goodness. And you will be blessed by this man of God. Shout out to man of God, Bertram B.J. Majors. He is also being nominated for Podcast of the Year. So I'm congratulating that man on his nomination for Music Love Awards. Yours truly has also been nominated in that same category. It's not a competition, y'all. I am honored, I am blessed by God to know that there are anointed people of God all around me, and I am just excited to be a person that is being blessed by God to have this fellowship. This man of God, I'm telling y'all, big confession, he just told y'all, he just wants God to hold his hand, y'all. That's what I want to do.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. We are the Internet Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we are giving God his just due praise, honor, and glory as we encourage you listeners to this Christian faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My special guest is here. You just heard this man of God. He's giving his testimony, and then he just sang his heart out wanting God to just hold his hand. The question that we want to know from you, man of God, Vincent Becton, is before we went live, we had a discussion, and you said that you've been on the battlefield. You've been laboring for the Lord out there in the harvest of men's souls for a while, for some time, and felt overlooked. Can you share with us, because I felt some emotion from you that was like, it was a pain. It was like I'm being overlooked. And sometimes when we may not necessarily get what we consider is the attention, the recognition, or the fruit, we may feel like we are not being useful to God. How were you able to overcome those negative feelings that tried to interrupt your faith?
Yes. In the gospel recording industry, you know, it's not a lot about, well, it is about talent and the anointing of God. And it is about that, and it should be strictly about that. But sometimes it comes down to money. I'm going to be honest with you, to money.
Yeah.
And you know, and we all need currency, you know, to survive, you know. But when you're dealing with, you know, when you're dealing with the body of Christ and you're dealing with the anointing of Christ and spreading the gospel to some mm-hmm. people, sometimes it's not about how well you sing. It's not about the anointing on your life. It's about how much money you have.
Come on.
Really.
Tell the truth.
You know, I'm just keeping it real. And and so, you know, for a long time I started feeling really overlooked because being an independent gospel artist, you know, I don't have that kind of money to put myself in a place as a Kirk Franklin or, you know what I mean, you know, people do that nature. And a lot of times,
yes, sir.
But sometimes the people don't want to hear the indie or artist. Some people are just stuck in their ways and they still want to hear the Keynotes, which is a great group. I love the Keynotes. But you do get what I'm saying. You know, they don't want to hear anything mm-hmm. new. They just want to stick with the old. And if you don't have the money for the right promoter, you don't have the money the right radio play, then, you know, you can have the best song in the world, but if nobody hears it, it's not going anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
With me, you know, I just want to give back what was freely given to me. I don't even care about money. I'll be honest with you, I haven't even made a dime on any of my records. Maybe $12 in the last 3 years. You know, at
come
best.
Come on, man.
Really, at best. You know, and so it's always, but I do it because I want to, I haven't forgotten where God has brought me from, and I have a message to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that in this lifetime, we're all going to meet, well, I'm going to meet a Vincent Becton many times over, you know, and somebody's going to need my help. You know, somebody's going to need to know how I got over, like Mahalia Jackson said. You know, and it's my responsibility to show the next and up-and-coming person behind me how I did it. I'd rather follow somebody to New York City that's been there than somebody that's never been to New York City before. You know what I mean? Because just rolling the roll, I'm going to want to know about it. You know what I mean?
Come on.
And so I'm going to follow a person who has a blueprint to somewhere so that I can follow the same blueprint. Because if it worked for them, it's going to work for me. You know what I mean? And if Jesus is the same God today that he was back then I'm going to follow that person who's on the Christ path so that he can bless me too. It's been a pretty long, rough road getting out there. And there's people like yourself, man of God, that has opened the door for people like myself. to be heard and to come out to people that our audience that we've never would have been able to do on our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it could, you know, just to face it, you know, radio airtime and the people that you have to pay off, that all costs money. They don't give it to you for free.
It does. It does.
It all costs
Amen.
Money, you know. And
mm-hmm.
advertising, that all costs money, you know. But, it, you know,
yes.
but if you don't have it to really spend it, then you know, like I said, you can have the best song in the world, but if nobody hears it, it's not going anywhere.
Well, there's one thing that you said, man of God, and contentment speaks volumes. The Bible declares that in contentment is godly and great gain. That means that I am trusting God that what he has given me as resources to live on, to be blessed by, is sufficient enough for me, because I can recall somewhere in the scripture the Bible says, I don't want to be too poor to be a thief, and I don't want to be too rich where I forget about God. So the state of being content, the state of being satisfied where you are, is a blessing all by itself. Because a lot of times we'll be thinking, if I can get that contract and be the opening act for Yolanda Adams and Fred Hammond, I got it made. But what people need to realize is that with every elevation from God, there comes more tests, temptations from the devil. So
that sounds like the part that you were quoting myself.
I'm trying to tell you, what we think we want may not be in our best interest, because we don't know what lies ahead. And we think we have the wherewithal and the faith to be able to stand against all of these temptations, but we don't know until we actually been in those situations. Yes. And then we may find ourselves over our heads in situations that we wish. Now we're to pray for the thing, man of God. Now we're trying to pray that God get us out of this mess. Amen. We prayed
Amen.
For it.
Amen.
God gave it to us. And now we realize there's way more to it than what we ever could have realized.
Yes.
Listen, man of God, what I want you to do before we go to this other song, because we're going to continue with this Vincent Beckton mini concert right here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Is there something in your spirit that you've just been holding on to? I don't care if it's to the women of God. I don't care if it's to the men of God. I don't care if it's to the saved folks or to the unsaved folks. I'm just asking, if there's something in your spirit that has just stayed there and you just can't let the thing go, would you share that with us right now? Free yourself, man of God.
Absolutely. We've got to love. Love is the most valuable thing that you can ever have in life. Love cannot be bought. We have to love one another like Christ has loved the church. We're not loving enough. There's so much of this. Every time I cut the television screen on, there's so much killing and murder and hurting of children and women. Man, we've got to stop this. We've got to come back in unity and come back to the church, the body of Christ. Treat people as you would like to be treated, you know. And then some people don't treat people like they like to be treated because they don't know how to be treated themselves. They've been treated badly. But if you have any problems in life, you know what I mean, whether from childhood or whatever, now is the time as a grown up. You know, what might have happened to you back then, you may not have been responsible for it. But as an adult, if you need help, especially with mental issues or anything like that's going
on
and disabilities, it is your responsibility. Like I said, it might not be your responsibility back then, but today it is your responsibility to seek the help you get, because these people out here do not mind locking you up and throwing the kink.
No, they don't.
I've heard a lot of people say, united we stand, divided we fall. I'm not a prejudiced man, but as a black community, we have to collectively get back together and go back to the beginning. If we have to start back over again, a foundation of a house never changes. The structure might change, but the foundation always stays the same, and that's the foundation of Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
Woo!
All of the ground is sinking.
Yes,
sand.
Sir. Yes, sir. You better say that. And that's why we give God the highest praise, because it is the highest of the high. Hallelujah.
I'm having a moment. Gonna be until you come, Father, 'cause I can't live my life without you here by my side. Don't need a lot of leg room. This is something that everybody can do. Ah, you ready? Here we go. 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 Let's go.
Front, back, rock it side to side. Come on. Front, back, rock it side to side. Come on. Front, back, rock it side to side. I rock it side to side. I rock it side to side. I said front, back, rock it side to side. Come on. Front, back, rock it side.
Hello, I am the Elder Maurice Tatum. I invite everyone to join me at the 2023 Music Love Awards on August 18th and 19th at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas. You do not want to miss this great Music Love Awards. And keep your dial tuned right here to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving. Hope to see you there.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Maurice Tatum. He's also one of the anointed nominees for the 2023 Music Love Awards, just like my special guest, man of God, Vincent Beckham. Lord have mercy. Man of God, can you help the listeners understand what these awards are all about, because, yes, I'm previewing and giving our listeners a bit of a foretaste of what we will be experiencing in the 2023 Music Love Awards. Can you share with the listeners why these awards are so prevalent, why they are so important? It's not just a matter of just us trying to pat each other on the back and just feel real good about ourselves, but there's a purpose behind it all, because like you have already said, that recognition, encouragement goes a long way when we are out there laboring for the Lord. Can you share with us your experiences in past award ceremonies?
Yes. First of all, this is my first time coming to Arkansas to the Music Love Awards, or even been in Arkansas, period. I've always wanted to go to Little Rock, you know, but I've never had a opportunity to, and so this is my opportunity. So being in any kind of gospel award show, it's a recognition to the artist, but it also, you know, gives the artist an opportunity to meet other industry people and people that are doing the same things that they're doing and is trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're all here for one cause, you know, and I have a slogan that motto that I live by, which is one God, one spirit, one sound. That's all it's going to be.
There you go.
One God, one spirit, and one sound. We all are going to be baptized. If you get to heaven and you don't want to be there because of the noise, and you're going to be in the wrong place because it's going to be very noisy.
You're in bad shape.
Very noisy. So you're going to be at the wrong party. Yes, so it gives us an opportunity to talk to other people, with also recognizing the artist for his accomplishments, you know, because everybody likes to be recognized.
Even if
you don't even win, just to be nominated out of the thousands of artists that weren't nominated, it don't mean that they're losers at all. It doesn't mean that they're not good artists, you know, but just to be nominated, if I got there and I didn't win anything, I'm just happy to be called on the roll. Just like, you know, like when it says, sign me up for the Christian Jubilee, write my name on the roll. yes, man, I'm telling you. So just to be nominated, you know, and just to be recognized is an award all by itself. And
all by itself.
Me coming to Arkansas is going to be, I'm excited. I'm ready to go, like, right now. You know, unfortunately, because of my job, I'm not going to be able to be there that Friday, but I'll be in there that Friday night there in Arkansas, and I'm looking to attend every single thing that I can attend, because I, you know, people say they're fans of mine, but I'm a fan of a lot of artists out there, you know.
Me
and
too.
It's gonna,
me
I'm
too.
Gonna be I'm gonna be starstruck, man. I'm just starstruck, you know, when I meet a man like yourself, Brother Ronnie Jefferson, and you know, other personalities that I see on social media. I'm fans of y'all. You know,
me too.
I'm uncomfortable myself with having fans, because I'm not used to that yet, and I don't know how to handle that. But I love just being around the body of Christ and being around people that are speaking positive into my life and to the life of others. If you come there empty, you're coming home full. So I'm gonna put my best slippery shoes on, because I'm gonna burn that flow up, man. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be shouting all over the place.
Do it.
They might put me out. They might put me out, Veron. They might put me out. I don't know.
Oh Lord. They might send you straight to the front too. Ain't no telling.
Man, they might send you straight to the front, because I want to be Michael Jackson and James Brown in it up in there. I'm gonna
be
getting
back. I'm gonna tell you something.
Okay.
From the videos that I saw from past Music Love Awards ceremonies, that luncheon board, everybody just cut loose. So I think you'll fit right in line.
Oh,
and not
I
only that, man,
that.
But Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They had a good time. Holy Spirit just came in and just had his way with everybody, just turned everybody loose and freed us from ourselves so that we can have some open and uninhibited praise. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But, man of God, we want you to understand something, that it's opportunities and platforms like this where we are actually preparing you to come out so that you can be your absolute best version of yourself to the glory of God. And then as you continue to grow into who God created you to be, you will have so much confidence and love for God, even more for the work that you see him doing in your life, because I am a firm believer that we are our best, greatest witnesses. Because, see, we know what's going on inside of us. We can hide some stuff from other people, but there's nothing that we can ever hide from God. So those things that we keep secret, we see God moving us to places of victory, to places of overcoming, and opportunities for us to grow where we know we were once held back. We were shy, we felt unqualified, we weren't sure if we were even called, and we wanted to just sit in the back room somewhere just to be in the room. But God says no.
Amen.
What did God say in his word? He said, you that's back there in the back, y'all might be the ones that be called to the front. And the folks that run around and land the seats up in the front, they may be the ones that might have to sit back in the back somewhere. So it's all up to God, whatever he chooses to do, man of God. Listen, man of God, what I'd like for you to do is, how can you be reached for booking? Because with your powerful testimony and with your anointed music ministry, you are going to be in great demand for people to come to their revival, to their men's day, to their concert, or what have you, because I have these amazing kingdom collaborating partners that's going to syndicate this broadcast and share it all over the world for the upcoming days, weeks, and months ahead. And I certainly will send you the archive program so that you can share with the people that you love and that you want to be a blessing to. How can you be reached for booking? Where can my listeners continue to follow you on social media? And then where can this anointed music be downloaded? Because they're going to want to play it as they see fit. They don't want to wait for people like me to play it. They're going to want to play it on their own.
Yes, absolutely, brother. Glad you asked. I'm always on Facebook. I'm a Facebook guru, always advertising. But you can reach me on Facebook. That's Vincent Becton at Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram. That's Vincent Becton at Instagram. You can also find my music on Apple Music. That's Vincent Becton at AppleMusic.com. You can also find me on Spotify. That's King.
There you go.
K-I-N-G. King Vincent B. Just the B at the end of the name Vincent. So it's King Vincent B at Spotify.com. You can find me on TuneCore. That's also Vincent Becton, or either King Vincent B. It pulls up both of them. Or you can go to YouTube and you can look at my videos. That's Vincent Becton at YouTube.com. You can get in contact with me personally. Vincent Becton, 703-832-2323. Again, that's 703-832-2323. Or you can contact my manager. That's Dr. Well, let's put it this way. She's not on there as doctor, but she's as Stephanie Williams McDonald's. Again, that's Stephanie Williams McDonald's. That's my manager.
Yes, sir. Amen. And she syndicates this Fire Gospel Experience on United Praise. So I know Dr. Stephanie McDonald Williams very well, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. Man of God, we appreciate you. You have blessed us so much, man. I am just looking forward to being a living witness of how God is going to take you to the next phase of success and blessings and favor over your life. You keep doing what you're doing, and I promise you, you're going to be so blessed. You're going to have to run and find people to take some of these blessings off your hands, because every time I turn around, the Lord just keeps on blessing me over and over and over again. Amen. Amen. Receive it, good brother.
Amen.
We thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience, good brother. I'll see you at the 2023 Music Love Awards. How about that, good brother?
Yes, sir. Absolutely looking forward to seeing you and chopping it up, sir.
Whoop, whoop. Man of God, Vincent Beckton was here on this gospel experience, and I promise you, you keep your eyes and your ears open, and you're going to hear and see more from this anointed man of God. I'm just loving on God's people, y'all. Y'all don't pay no attention to me. I'm just enjoying watching God bring these anointed people to this fire gospel experience and allow me the privilege to just have some kingdom collaboration with them. You hear me? Yes, 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 indeed. We will be shining an honest spotlight on woman of God, Alicia Renee. She's in the back room. She's clearing up her throat. She's warming up her heart because she's ready to present herself to God and to the people of God as a servant of God. But we ain't through with my man. Vincent Beckton ain't through, y'all. He just wants you to know he's still standing for the Lord.
Turn
my God, I decided I'm going to make Jesus my choice. Amen. And if I had to do it all over again, guess what? I would do the same thing over and over and over again. My special guest was here, Lord Jesus. He just set the atmosphere of praise and celebration, none other than man of God, Vincent Becton. I'm like, that man of God, boy, he's so smooth. He's so gospel smooth. He's saved. He's sanctified. He's filled with God's spirit. And he don't let that turn him into no wallflower. If y'all go to that Music Love Awards Facebook page, y'all gonna see that brother just dancing in the spirit, having himself a good time. Want to give a shout out to the founder and CEO of Music Love Awards, Woman of God, Frances Riley. Woman of God, we appreciate all the hard work that you're doing. Just want to give you a shout-out, let you know we acknowledge you. That is, of course, the First Lady and wife of Man of God, Pastor Kevin Riley, gospel artist and hold it down for in his own right. They are the leaders. They are the pastor of In His Present Worship Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. So we just want to let you know, if you want more information for this upcoming dynamic 2023 Music Love Awards, all you got to do is go to www.musicloveawards.com and get all the information, because you don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you can get you a seat, and it's going to be a weekend of, I'm telling you, celebration. We're going to have luncheon. We're going to have wonderful, wonderful praise and worship. And I'm telling you, man, this is how we keep our spirits uplifted. It's really like a revival. We get to fellowship like Man of God, Vincent Becton said. We fellowship, we network. And this is how you build the kingdom of God on earth in very practical ways. You get phone numbers, you exchange, and then you go from there. You leave these places of awards, and guess what? Now you have a network of individuals that you didn't get a chance to meet before personally, probably met them on Facebook, have some Zoom virtual meeting, but when you meet each other face-to-face, that increases our bond of intimacy with the people of God. My special guest is here in my Shine Artist Spotlight talking about Woman of God, Alicia. She is here. Alicia West Campbell is here, y'all, and she's going to bless us as she sees fit. I'm excited. She is going to be another wonderful person that will be celebrating with us on the 2023 Music Love Awards. I'm trying to tell y'all, she's going to be doing her thing. She's nominated in category, of course. She is a multi-award-winning, multi-nominated indie artist, as well as just doing her thing for Jesus. Coming straight to us from Elizabethtown, Kentucky, my special guest in my Shine Artist Spotlight, Woman of God, Alicia West Campbell is here, y'all. She's doing her thing big. Y'all already know. Come on in the room. Hey
hello,
Woman of God.
Hello. Good evening.
Many blessings to you, Woman of God. I'd like to thank you and welcome you to this fire gospel experience. I am just excited to have you here. And thank you for receiving the invitation with your saved, sanctified, full of Holy Ghost self. How you doing?
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm doing phenomenal. I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so thankful that you thought of me to come on to your show. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, all we want to do is just be a light. We just want to be salt in the earth. We just want to be fruitful to
yes.
God, because it's all about saving souls. Because, you know, we wasn't always where we are now. Everybody's got a past.
No, we weren't.
Amen.
Amen.
So
amen. That is the
yourself?
Truth.
I promise you, you know that's the truth. Come on now. Listen, we got the music. We're going to have an Alicia West Campbell mini concert right here. I'm going to shine on the spotlight on Fire the Gospel Experience. But while I'm back here working in the studio, I want you to just go ahead and share a little bit about yourself to the listening audience so that they can appreciate you as the anointed woman of God that you are. Go right ahead, Woman of God. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
No problem. Well, as you stated, my name is Alicia West Campbell. I am a multi-award-winning gospel artist. I actually am in the category of gospel jazz, which is one of the
okay.
coolest categories I could ever be in. It's a
okay.
jazz kind of contemporary fusion. I started singing at a young age, and I love music. I love the Lord, and I love sharing the Lord with everyone. So that's me. That's me in a nutshell. I do music.
Okay.
I'm in the medical field. I just love people.
Okay, now listen. Were you one of the young sisters that was just rehearsing with a hairbrush in the mirror, just seeing yourself on Showtime at the Apollo or Sunday's Best, telling yourself, one day, I know y'all probably don't believe it, but one day that's going to be me. Did you have those type of big dreams?
I did. I definitely had those big dreams, but I'm going to be honest. I actually did not start singing until I was about 18 or 19 years old. I would sit in the backseat of my mom's car, and I would listen to the greats, Yolanda Adams and all these other artists,
Lord.
And I would sing them and sing them and sing them with my heart. And when I was about 18 years old, my music director in high school, she came to me and she said, have you ever thought about singing on a bigger stage?
I
said, no, ma'am, I have not. I have not. And she said, well, it's time. She said, it's time.
And so
I stepped out on faith and I started singing, actually, in my church choir. And my music ministers helped really bring that out of me. And so when I stepped into the independent artistry side, I was already I would say, you know, behind the curve. I was in my late 20s when I decided to do this. And so when I started, I knew that it was my time. It was my time.
That's good. Now tell us about the music that you sent me. You're talking about Fall Fresh. Tell us about how you want God to just fall fresh on you. Tell us about it.
So Fall Fresh, that is one of those songs that I wrote that I really wanted people to know that it doesn't matter where you are, God can still fall fresh on you. You know, there's always a fresh anointing that can come from any situation that you're in. And so the one thing that I wanted people to know, especially when the song says Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh, we named it and I claimed it. And I said, God, I want you to fall fresh. And so that's where that song comes from. And that's what I want the people to know is it's never too late to let God fall fresh on you. Receive that anointing that it has for you.
Now, listen, now I know you're a gospel singer. I didn't know about the jazz category, but you sitting up here talking about you writing music and carrying on. You writing music, too? Come on now. Was that
always a part of
your talent? Okay.
It was not. I started writing just little snippets of things and putting things together, and I'd leave it alone, and I'd come back to it. And then finally, you know, God really released into me the ability to complete a song. And then from the song, I heard the arrangement, and I heard every instrument in my head, how it was supposed to be played, how it was supposed to sound.
I love it.
And then I took the words and the arrangements to my producer, and that's what we came up with. It's a fantastic collaboration.
Now, let me tell you something. I can testify about what you're just saying is true because I have went through a stage in my life that involved drug addiction, right? And that's 21 years ago, praise the Lord. I'm still walking in God's favor. 21 years later,
Hallelujah.
After an eight-year nightmare. After an eight-year nightmare, 21 years later, still standing strong for the Lord and free from that addictive bondage. Let me tell you something. I wrote a play called Crackhead, The Untold Story, 5 years after I was delivered. And I saw the whole stage play from beginning to end. All I had to do was write it down and not mess it up. So I know exactly what you're talking about. God does give us these visions for us to sing songs, write books, write plays, and what have you. All we want you to do, Father God, is to just keep falling fresh on us.
Put your hands together. Spirit of the living God. Say, Spirit of the living God. Say, Spirit of the living God. When I awaken in the morning,
fresh, fall fresh on us, Lord. That's all we want you to do. Beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful voice, beautiful gift and talent and
thank
anointing.
You.
Here's what I would like for you to share, woman of God. You're quite welcome. Share with us, when it comes to these awards, when it comes to pursuing the next level, it's a beautiful thing to be recognized and encouraged to be awarded. But there's also the potential trap in pursuing awards. Can you share with those that are in the gospel music industry and for those that may be spectators or fans or what have you, can you share the thin line that we as ministers, however we're called, have to be very mindful of what our motivation and our intentions are?
Oh, well, come on, somebody. That's powerful right
yes.
there.
Yes.
I will first start and say that when I started into the ministry, I did not come into it with the intention of awards. When I came into the ministry, I came into the within the ministry with the intention of giving God the glory, giving God the
yes.
praise. And what I will mm-hmm. say is, for any new artist that's coming into this industry, you have to understand that you're not doing this for the worldly applause. You're
That's
doing
right.
this for what God can do through you for other people. And so what I will say is any of the awards that I have received, I do thank God for them, but I also know that if it wasn't for God, I would not have had those awards. I never
That's
asked
right.
for those awards. I was nominated for these awards, and these awards I didn't even know I was nominated for. But I will say that there are so many pitfalls in the industry because a lot of people can come into it with the wrong mindset. And the one thing you have to realize is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many people, how many awards you have on your wall, how many plaques you get. What matters is, are you pleasing God?
Amen.
Have you pleased
That's so
God
true.
In what you do? Have you taken the music that he has blessed you with and have you used that for his glory? So
Amen.
I will say, you know, for any new artist, be wary. Continue to do the craft because guess what? If those awards do come, to God be the glory. But also understand
Amen.
That you're not doing it for the awards. You're doing it to please God.
Yes, ma'am.
That
Amen.
Is that is
That's
your
so true.
That is what your true calling is for. You are singing, you're ministering, you're dancing in worship. You're doing these things to please God.
Thank you.
And
Amen.
So I just say, tell God, to God be the glory.
That's it. That's it. When I was blessed to get into internet broadcasting as a host, as a facilitator, I had no idea that these awards were going on. All I knew about is BET,
wow.
Dove Awards, Stellar Awards, NAACP. Now, on Facebook, you know, I started seeing these awards popping up, and then it's like, man, they got them going on all over the country. And then it was an annual yearly thing. And I was pleased by that, but I was concerned, like you just said at the same time, because there's a spirit of seduction out there. We can go into a ministry. We can go into our calling. I mean, full-fledged committed to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. But there will be these subtle temptations, allurements, and seductions that will come our way disguised as something good, something pleasing,
yes.
something that has
yes.
a spiritual coating and covering that they will try to convince us would also be pleasing to the Lord. What I would say is everything that you just said, woman of God, Alicia West Campbell, amen, I agree. And I would also say, make sure that you go before the Lord with a humble spirit of requesting discernment. Learn
yes.
to say respectfully, no, thank you. Because
yes.
I promise you, the ability to say a wise no will save you from a foolish yes that could tie you up,
yes.
distract you, or even yet, get your ministry entangled with some mess that could cause your reputation to falter and maybe not be as fruitful as God intended. But I'm going to tell y'all, like woman of God, Alicia West Campbell, she said, listen, I'm here, and I'm here for God. Amen? Amen? Ah,
Amen.
My God, my God. That's what I'm talking about. Woman of God. Alicia West Campbell here on this Fire Gospel Experience in our Shine Artist Spotlight, taking us behind the veil and letting us experience some praise and worship. We need to, every now and then, woman of God, just take time to just pull away from the routine and the rudiments of our lives and our daily busy activity and steal away and just commune with God. That refreshes our spirit. Like you said, fall fresh, and Lord, I'm here. I love the fact that you get so intimate with God. That's a beautiful thing. We need more of that in the body of Christ. So I applaud your ministry of intimacy and your music ministry. It is jazzy, it is smooth, and it is cool in Jesus. I love it. I love it. Are there any imparting words of wisdom that you would like to share with us before you leave us?
Well, I would just like to say, you know, I always tell people, take God with you wherever you go. And that's one thing that I will say is, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are in life, just take God with you wherever you go. I pray that when I wrote the music, I pray that, you know, God would use this to touch others in a way that I couldn't. You know what I mean? That only God can. So I will say, I just pray that you take the music with you. I pray that you take God with you wherever you go. And I pray that God enlarges everyone's territory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. I couldn't have said it no better, no more gracious than that right there, right there. How can you be reached? Someone will want you to come and testify and perform music ministry and bless the house in a revival or a Women's Day conference or concert or whatever God has already prepared for you. How can you be reached for contact and booking information? Where can my listeners continue to support you and follow you on social media? And what about this anointed music? Where can my listening audience download it? Because they want to play it as they see fit.
Yes, well, I would say that I can be reached on all social media platforms, on Instagram, Alicia West Campbell. You can find me on Facebook under Alicia Renee. You can also find my music anywhere where music is streaming nationwide. I'm on iTunes, I'm on Spotify. Anywhere that music is played, that is where you can find it. You can also contact Prophetess T. Freeman. She is my manager, and she can be reached at hfpmanagement@yahoo.com. Mm. Again, that's hfpmanagement@yahoo.com. And that is how I can be reached across all social media platforms and for booking information.
Now, she is a humble woman of God, so she's not going to say it, so I'm going to say
yes,
it for her. If you would like to vote for this anointed woman of God for the 2023 Music Love Awards, you need to go to www.musicloveawards.com and vote for this young lady. And everybody that you see listed that has blessed you in one way or another, we just ask that you would consider voting for us, because this is an honor. I believe that you're supposed to give people flowers while they can smell them and be blessed by them. It encourages us. It enriches our fortitude and helps us to keep pressing on, like Apostle Paul says. So, woman of God, looking forward to meeting you, looking forward to fellowshipping with you. I thank you for this time together. I want you to know, you have an open invitation to this platform. If I take too long to invite you back, I want you to get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I have this burning in my spirit, and I'd love to be your guest to come back. All you got to do is get in touch with me. If I got to move some people around, I'll do it. I'll do it. Amen.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you. And I'm so thankful for what you do for the kingdom. Thank you.
Amen. I appreciate that. I promise you, and I'm going to keep on in Jesus' name. Woman of God, Alicia West Campbell, was here in my Shine Under Spotlight on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen. Just love fellowshipping here on this Fire Gospel Experience with God's anointed people. I just want you all to know that if you would like to be my special guest as the opening guest artist for a 30-40 minute live telephone interview, you can get in touch with me. 870-413-0220 is the number to reach me directly. If I can't get right to you, leave a message. I promise you I will get back to you as soon as I'm able. Or you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, right there on Facebook. Or why don't you just go ahead, if you're a gospel artist, you ain't got to wait. Send me that MP3 music to Ronald Jefferson 1, just like Woman of God, Alicia West Campbell did, just like Man of God, Vincent Beston did. And I promise you, we work so much better when we collaborate together. That's what you call kingdom collaboration. That's what you call kingdom building in action, right there, right there. We all up in the world's face with our Jesus. Everybody having parades. Everybody want to change the laws. Well, let me tell you something. We ain't going nowhere. We don't have no problem standing up for our Jesus. If we need to have a parade, we're going to be right there proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because I'm going to tell you something. Just like this flat line movement. I just got this new music with Desiree and Boot Street talking about we need your love, Lord God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I never had a real love before. I can tell that this is the one for sure. He took the pain away, stress away, relieved my sins, my soul, he says, I can't repay, I don't have to worry no more. It's your love that will never forsake me. It's your love that's always guaranteed. It's your love that stays near to me. It's your love.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Flatline Movement is all up in the house talking about we need your love. We need your love. Father God, we just thank you for that eternal love. There is no dissipation. There is no expiration when it comes to the amazing love of God. Sounds of Woman of God, Desiree, and Juicedry right here on We Need Your Love. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of the Gospel of John, verse 29 and 30 of chapter 16, what we're talking about, be sure, because that's the thing right there. You definitely want to be sure about this faith walk that we have in Jesus Christ, because there's so much opposition, there are so many contradictions and propaganda that our enemy of souls, Satan, has proposed and made very prominent in this world of unbelief. There are people out there that are moving as puppets that are under the mindset and the control of the devil and don't even know it. Thank God for the mind of Christ that is being renewed in us day by day. The Word of God says, John 16:29-30, and last, the disciples said, you are speaking plainly and not in riddles. Now we understand that you know everything and don't need anyone to tell you anything. From this we believe that you came from God. As our Lord Jesus was telling his disciples his departing words, this is the time for them for the great preparation for their faith being supremely tested. He, talking about our Lord Jesus, knew very well that they needed to be sure of their commitment to Christ, be sure of his divine living word, that he had been planting seeds of deliverance and victory down deep into their souls. Be sure that no test, no trial, no trouble or tribulation will cause them to surrender, compromise, or fail. John 16:1 tells us, I have told you these things so that you won't be staggered by all that lies ahead, says our Lord Jesus. For you will be excommunicated from the synagogue. And indeed, the time is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing God a service. This is because they have never known the Father or me. Yes, I'm telling you these things now so that when they happen, you will remember I warned you. I didn't tell you earlier because I was going to be with you for a while longer. Now, the very same issues, traps, and snares that the disciples would be faced with and had to endure are the very same ones that we modern-day Christians will also have to face and endure. And even more so, because the time of Christ's return grows nearer every single day. And as a result, the world's ways will become more evil and more promiscuous and dominant for every preceding generation. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So the preparatory question is, are we sure in what we say, think, and live? What we believe about our Lord Jesus the Christ, the Bible, and God? John 16:5 says, but now I'm going away to the one who sent me. And none of you seems interested in the purpose of my going. None wonders why. Instead, you are only filled with sorrow. But the fact of the matter is that it's best for you that I go away. For if I don't, the Comforter won't come. If I do, he will. For I will send him to you. Now, there could be no doubt for us believers in our Lord Jesus Christ that he indeed came from God, was always with God before time and eternity. And in fact, he, our Lord Jesus, is very much God of God. I guess the quandary in the front, back, and sides of our mind is that since our Lord Jesus is God, why doesn't he just do whatever it is he needs to do and be done with it? That way, we don't have to suffer, be persecuted, and go through so many hard trials. Isaiah 55:8 makes it real plain and clears that up. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. God created us with a plan, a purpose, and for his pleasure. So far be it from you and I or anyone to even consider to undermine the omniscient God who sees all things, the end from the beginning and everything in the middle. Are we so sure that we believe this and not let the unknowing of our present and future rattle us from our faith walk? Verse 12 says, oh, there is so much more I want to tell you, says our Lord Jesus, but you can't understand it now. When the Holy Spirit, who is truth, comes, he shall guide you into all truth. But he will not be presenting his own ideas, but will be passing on to you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He shall praise me and bring me great honor by showing you my glory. All the Father's glory is mine. This is what I mean when I say that he will show you my glory. Now, the great particularity in the majestic plan of God comes in time and processes, which indeed includes the third member of the Godhead, Holy Spirit God. Now, I no longer use the phraseology of the Holy Spirit. I know it says that in the Bible, but listen, I'm better satisfied by my own personalization of speaking of him as Holy Spirit God. I dropped the "the." It's more personal. It's more intimate for me. That's sidebar. Holy Spirit God has come to bolster up us believers in Christ when, how, and wherever we need for us to be continue to our calling, our ministry, and destiny in God. Now, listen, this has opened my eyes to those who have left us and departed to heaven to be with God. Holy Spirit God was with the Father when our Lord Jesus was on earth, correct? Yeah. Holy Spirit God came to earth to relieve our Lord Jesus so that he could go back to heaven to be with the Father. Now, when our loved ones and friends leave us to go to heaven, we know that they, as believers, are now with the Father and our Lord Jesus. Well, wasn't that God's original plan for human creation? To be with him, God, be with him eternally? God is God indeed. But God wanted to always have someone there with him. That's why there was never more than one person of the Godhead away from the Father. When the Lord Jesus left the Father to come to earth, he had Holy Spirit God with him. When our Lord Jesus ascended and returned back to the Father, that's when the Comforter came to earth. Amen. So our God has feelings and emotions and wants to be surrounded by those who love him, his Son, our Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit God, and all of us believers throughout human history. Amen. Goes right there. We are discussing for your spiritual consideration and your sanctified nutrition, talking about be sure. We want you to be sure to be sure. Here's man of God, Tracy Satterwhite, singing about Psalms 142. Come on, man. Let's praise God.
Yup. Gotta put your hands on this one. We come to encourage you today. No matter your situation, God will hear your cry. I brought some friends with me. Joy, help me.
I poured out my complaint. gonna give God some praise.
Praise God, praise God, up in here, amen. Sounds of Man of God, Tracy Satterwhite. I want to thank Man of God, Milton Wallace, for continuing to support this fire gospel experience by sending all that anointed gospel music. We are sharing with you just some thoughts to bless your mind, your spirit, and your understanding from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 and 30, where we are discussing about be sure. We need to have firm and full understanding about our commitment and our faith walk with our Lord Jesus. And the proof of our love for God comes by showing him, ourselves, and the world around us that we are sure of who God is and what God says. John 16 and 16 says, in just a little while I will be gone, and you will see me no more. But just a little while after that, you will see me again. Verses 17 and 18 says, whatever is he saying? Some of the disciples asked, what is this about going to the Father? We don't know what he means. Now, we too will have those moments of uncertainties, y'all. But we should never let any uncertainties become doubts that could erode our faith. John 16 and 19 says Jesus realized they wanted to ask him. So he said, are you asking yourself what I mean? The world will greatly rejoice over what is going to happen to me, and you will weep. But your weeping shall suddenly be turned to wonderful joy when you see me again. It will be the same joy as that of a woman in labor when her child is born. Her anguish gives place to rapturous joy, and the pain is forgotten. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything, for you can go directly to the Father and ask him, and he will give you what you ask for because you use my name. You haven't tried this before, but again, now, ask using my name, and you will receive, and your cup of joy will overflow. Our surety and faith comes over time and through many processes by application, not scriptural memorization or church positions, but through the humble walking of faith. Even when the way seems dim, we reach out to our loving God who has eyes on every corner and can see for us far better than we could ever, ever, ever see for ourselves. Amen. Finally, John 16:24b says, ask using my name and you will receive and your cup of joy will overflow. And that, my dear beloved, is something that we need always be sure of. Amen. God is a blessing God, but he's looking for us to be obedient and to give him our hearts, our minds, and our bodies, everything that we are, that he created. God wants us to give that back to him. I want to thank my special guest, Man of God, Vincent Beckton. I want to thank my special guest in my Shine Early Spotlight, Woman of God, Alicia West Campbell. You all have blessed me tremendously. I want to leave y'all with one final word. Struggling? Yes. At times. Defeated? Never that. Overcoming? Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Goes right there, right there. Looking forward to you all joining me at the 2023 Music Club Awards on August the 18th. And August the 19th, 2023, right there at Four Points by Sheraton. You all are going to have a wonderful time. I promise you, we're going to celebrate the Lord. You're going to hear me promoting it until the time comes when we are finally going to be in that facility, giving God his just due praise. Amen goes right there. I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you. I want to leave y'all with Woman of God, Ernestine Hall, with new music, talking about I'm Covered. Yes, covered by the blood of Jesus. Y'all be blessed.
He gives me strength each and every day. When I'm lost, he helps me to find my way. I'm covered by his blood. Brand new mercies I see every day, and a love that's so amazing. I'm covered by his blood. I'm covered. Father's warm embrace. I'm coming.